which is what we're supposed to say when we wake up, which is interesting, just like the Siddur Oitzat Tfilis. He says that Hanusach Hazeh Loi Zachu HaRishonim. This is not found in the Rishonim, definitely not in Chazal, and it's not in the Rishonim. He attributes it to the Chassidim HaRishonim. I'm guessing he means Chassidim, I don't know who he means, but not exactly sure. Chassidim HaAcharonim. Not sure who that is. But no, I'm not reading from the Cook yet. So I can get the whatever. But it is fairly it's a fairly well accepted universal thing to say. Just also it's loosely based on the Zohar. There's a Zohar that says that that at night we're supposed to be mafkid our neshama to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We give our neshama as a pikodon, as what would be the term for pikodon? I don't know. Just as a deposit to Hashem to watch, and He returns it to us in the morning with compassion, even though we owe Him. And in fact, it's interesting. This is the only Zohar brought by the Ketzois. Ketzois HaChoshen brings this Zohar as evidence that if someone gave you a pikodon, and then subsequent to that, you lent them money and they owe you the money and they haven't paid it back, you're not allowed to keep the pikodon. Because the Pekodim was independent of the loan. He says, we learned to be a Naaman from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, who we give our soul to Him as a Pekodim, even though we have numerous debts to Him and He doesn't keep it, He gives it back to us. So it's sort of interesting as a just a
bring that as a
trivia.
Yeah,
so he said that's what it means to be Naaman. I mean, it's unusual. He never brings a Zohar. That's the only... Right. Anyway, so let's have a look at the at what Rav Kook says about this. So he points out, first of all, that Moedeh, that it is significant that the first word we say on waking up is thanks, is Moedeh, right? Which is actually... I'm sorry. One second. It's my doctor. Hello?
Yeah.
So the first word that we start with is Modeh, right? Which is, of course, as we know from the Gemara in Megillah, says that when Mordechai is called Ish Yehudi, it is because he is a kolakoifer ba'avodah zara, one who denies idolatry, k'moideh b'chol Torah kula, is admitting to the truth of the whole Torah. One who admits to the truth of the Torah is automatically denying avodah zara. So according to the Gemara there, the word Yehudi, right, we're called Yehudim because we are being Moedeh. And actually, we know from the Chumash itself, I think this week's Parsha actually, that that Yehuda is called Yehuda because Leah says, Hapam Oideh es Hashem. I'll give thanks to Hashem. So the word Yehuda, Yehudi, is from the word Hoidah, to give thanks, to admit. And we will see that it's significant. That's how we start the day. Okay, so Rav Kook says, Reishis Sahofa Shel Tzahala Sachayim. The first appearance of life, the first feeling of life on waking in the morning brings with it the happiness of the holy happiness. Which appears in all of its glory in the word, in the expression of hodah. In other words, you wake up. Really, it should be a feeling of, wow, I'm alive. We don't, unfortunately, have an appreciation for that. I'm reminded there was a commercial in Australia for a Toshiba laptop, which was like it was designed so it could withstand shock and, you know, waterproof and the whole works, etc. And so the guy... he wanders into the airport really tired, and he accidentally checks in his laptop in the baggage check-in. And of course, it's a flight from Australia, so it's 20 hours. He's like, biting his nails, what's going to happen to his laptop? And he finally gets to JFK, you see how they handle the luggage there. And he jumps onto the belt, opens up the laptop, turns it on, and it works. And he's walking around the airport holding up the laptop saying, it's alive, it's alive, And I feel that is that expression of hoidah is what we really should have for ourselves, you know what I mean? Right? I mean, that's how you'd feel, really, with your laptop, if it was checked through in the luggage and it's sitting there, you have no idea what's happening to it. And it finally turns on. We're uproariously happy. We're actually happier for that than we're actually alive in the morning. It's like unbelievable, right? So Rav Kook says, really, the waking and restoration of life to ourselves is expressed by hoidah, hakaras hatoda le'elokei olam, the recognition of thanks, of appreciation to the creator of the world, Adon Kolamasim, Amachaya Chaim Betuva, who gives life in his goodness, who Otzer Atov, which is the wellsprings of, or the storehouse of goodness, Hakolo Bekirbos Kol Tochen Shel Milu Yachova, Vechol Tochen Shel Idon Aruchani, Mimlot Snuva Sa'ava Bechoveris. In other words, that life, which is of course the receptacle for all of blessings and the ability to do everything is based on life. He says the feeling of appreciation you're supposed to have for that is major. And of course, as we know from anyone who's read, popular nowadays is the positive psychology of Tal Ben Shachar and what's his name? Martin Seligman and Sonia Lyubomirsky and the rest of them, right? And they say that really, and this is like really, there's massive amounts of evidence for this, is that the expression of appreciation brings happiness, actually makes you happier, even if you're pretending, even if you're not even right sincere about it, just saying thank you and expressing the appreciation makes you happy. And he's saying that it actually should be an expression of the joy of being alive. Was it Bertrand Russell, maybe? No. George Bernard Shaw, sorry, who said that an optimist wakes up in the morning and says, good morning, God. And a pessimist wakes up and says, good God, morning. Right. So what we're saying here is good morning, God, right? And he says that Hora Haloshonit Shel Chovas Hoda, Hoda, Bitui Modeh BeYichud. So he says the language of Hoda'ah, which is expressed in this word, has two meanings. Meshutefes hi lohoda'ah migzeres toda is, of course, related to just saying thank you. Haba mitoch hakaras hatova shel ameiti, which comes from a recognition of the good done to you by the bestower of that good. U migzeres hisvadus v'hoda'ah la'emes. And it also comes from admission. In other words, it doesn't only mean thank you, it also means admit. Like moide b'mitzas, right? Moide b'mitzas, you're admitting that you owe. So he's saying in todah, in moide, there are both aspects here. There is, number one, there is thank you and appreciation for the goodness that you received. And number two, there is also, it's also part of it is admitting that you actually, the truth is that your life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the reasons that people find it hard to sometimes actually say thank you properly is because it's admitting that I owe. Okay, so it's not so, that's not, it's admitting that I was at some point dependent, I am dependent, I did need you, I do need you. So it's not so easy psychologically to admit that. So it's both admitting, hoda'a, and it's also thank you, toda. Vadvarim matimim zelazer. These things, of course, fit with each other. Tzahala sachayim arishona, the initial joy of life, hapogashes es haadam bekitzo mishnaso, which greets you when you wake up, motzihu lefanav olam male v'chadash b'chol meloah tavo, and you find confronting a new and complete world, which is the day, the beginning of the day. Merima es ora seichel apnimi lahakir es ora chayim v'zivui b'yisora, and it should, or he says it does arouse. I'm guessing for us it means it should, but the intellect, the inner intellect, should actually realize how amazing that is. That it's like it's another day, and it's another opportunity, and it's another, and it's a new reality, and it's a new life. V'tachas ha'ashkafa ha'achura ha'chomris, and instead of or replacing the murky physical view of things, shimut bat b'teva habasar, which is very heavily based on the material, misale haruach l'ashkafa elokist sacha, the spirit rises to a higher, purer view of things. In meaning that, well, liroizes nishmas orchei ha'olamim b'yifat mif'ala, that it will realize and see the Hashem's gift of life, of the soul of life, in all of its power. So what he's saying here is that the physical feeling of life is just inertia. It's inertia. Spiritual feeling of life is hischadshus, is renewal. Okay, the ability to feel renewal, the ability to feel that this is actually a new opportunity. It's type of like we were discussing this in the Yud Gimel Ikrim that Moshe Shapiro was saying that the Gemara has this discussion between Rebbe and I think and Kesar or something, who says, so the Roman says, I don't understand this Tchias HaMeisim business. What is ceases to be. May dehave loy have. What is ceases to be? May deloy have. It's something which has ceased to be, right? How much more so will it not come into existence again? So Rebbe says, on the contrary, that which wasn't is. That which is, how much more so will it be again? So what's the difference between, they both have a kal v'chomer. Right? Kal v'chomer of the Roman is, what is will cease to be. So what no longer exists, how much more so will it not exist again? And what's the kal v'chomer of the Jew? Is we start at a different point. We say what wasn't is. What is, how much more so will it be again? So Moshe says very, very simply, right, the Roman takes his existence as a given. Duh. Of course we exist. And if something which of course exists will cease to exist, something which doesn't exist, of course will not come into existence again. But from the Jewish perspective, it's the opposite. We don't take the existence for granted. We say what was not is. That's how he starts the kal v'chomer. What was never here, may deloy have. What wasn't here is here. How much more so will it come? Will it be again? So the way he puts it is: the more you understand life as miraculous and as surprising, then the more tchias hameisim will seem to be natural. The more you understand life as a given and natural, the more tchias hameisim will seem miraculous. So it's a different perspective. So the perspective of appreciation of life, as Rabbi Cardoza puts it very beautifully, he says, halacha is the art of living in amazement. It's the art of living in amazement, right? In other words, the saying of a brocha, right? It's living in amazement. And there's something beautiful about that, which is appreciation of, and life itself is obviously the greatest manifestation of that. I mean, you say a bracha on a glass of water, that's wonderful, but life itself should be the first thing. So that's what we're saying here. Va'adam beregesh todosoi, the person with the feelings of his appreciation, moidehu ala emes, in that he's also admitting to the truth, which is that his life comes from Hashem. U'mekaymes oimek emtosa shel ha'akara ha'ruchanit, and he is he has the depth of his recognition of that spirituality made al kol orachayim v'hayesh, which is testifying to the existence of his life and the spirit of life, shenoveya kulo mimayana tov mekoro, that he recognizes that as coming in a continuous flow from the wellsprings of life, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, mimkor chesed elyon, from Hashem's elevated chesed of kindness. In other words, he doesn't take himself for granted and his life for granted. He understands it's a continuous gift from Hashem. It's almost like we see that creation itself is always a mechadesh betuva b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem does it continuously, ma'aseh bereishis. It's continuous, right? There's no inertia to existence. There's no reason to assume why. Right. So it's because Hashem's chesed is continuously being mashpia, this existence. And it's that recognition which is all included in the word moda. I know it's a little rough at 6 in the morning to wake up and in moda to think of all this, right? But there is that type of feeling that you should have, which is Baruch Hashem, I'm actually, I'm alive, right? And I often think of that Toshiba commercial. I don't actually do it, run around the airport saying I'm alive. Of course, depends what airline you travel as to how you feel when you get off Alitalia. You feel like running around saying I'm alive. Okay. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Bezer Hashem. Wednesday morning. I will not be here Wednesday morning.